You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you December 29th, 2019. This is my last Solar Storm for the year. It is about to be a new decade, 2020, coming up here in a few days. And what I usually do, or what I've done for the past so many years, is I take the opportunity on my last Solar Storm to go through and review the year. Start off going through all my shows that I've done for the year, and then go through some of the top stories of the year, which are not always reflected in the shows that I do, because I'm not always talking about current events. So, with no further ado, let's just get started here, because we've got a lot to get through. Since this year, not only was it the Solar Storm I was doing, but I was also doing blitzes at least once a week. And, of course, the roundtables, but I'm not going to go through those. Now, the first blitzes I started this year with, 2019, on the first and the second, I was reading from The Pedophocracy by Dave McGowan. And this is a really interesting series, very heartbreaking when you realize the truth of the matter, what has been done at the highest levels of power, and how most Americans don't know anything about it, and some of them just seemed like they couldn't care less. Just wrapped up in all the Zog and Pony shows that they put forth to us. Now, the first Solar Storm that I did was with Miss Tabitha Wolfram. Yeah, I think this is actually the second time I had her on my show. I had her on in 2018 at one point. I was going to invite her back, but for some reason, I just let myself get fooled again. And so we discussed yoga and Ayurvedic eating. Now, on that show, we talked about keto and how the carnivore diet is just so repulsive, and discussed how dairy is not very good for you. Now, it just goes to show how much some people can change in such a short period of time, within only a year's time, because now over on TCTA, she is promoting all of this crap and talking about just how dangerous vegetables can be for you. Oh, with all those oxalates and everything. Oh, yeah. She's over there with Sean Surplus. Who would have ever thought that this would happen? Yep, Sean Surplus, the guy who's now taken to talking about his chronic masturbation habits. Lovely. So, with the blitzes, after that I continued on, talking about the Pedophocracy, reading from that. And then, my second show of the year, on the 13th of January, was with Sophia Smallstorm. And we were talking about germ theory, the nature of viruses and cancer, and just really taking a look at viruses in a new light. I'm not sure I subscribe completely to what she was espousing on that show, but it was interesting nonetheless to consider germ theory in a different light. Now, after that show, I discussed a topic that is very near and dear to my heart because I find it so important, And that is the Abrahamic agenda to deceive, dominate, and destroy white people. That was a Blitz show. I was actually doing two Blitz shows a week at this point. I hadn't yet convinced Sinead to hop on and do her Fired Up. I had lost everyone but Charlie from the network and Sinead. So it was just like it is now. You know, I think the only person we actually brought on during this year was Tabitha, and you know what happened with that. So I was filling in the blanks, working overtime. And so this show was just going through all of the evidence about Jews shifting the blame for the invasion of white lands, except when they're bragging about being great humanitarians that welcome the stranger, you know, outside of Israel. They welcome the stranger when they're strangers in somebody else's land, when they're guests in our countries. But when they have their own little homeland, no. We have to be a Jewish ethno-state. Yeah. The show I did right after that, January 17th, a Blitz, was called The Conspiracy to Control and Kill Clairvoyance. So I talked about Rh negative blood, how gifted people have been used for intelligence gathering for quite some time, and how our rulers are doing everything they can to keep us away from really understanding our true nature and our power. The next solar storm was on January 20th when I spoke with Harris. We discussed Bach and what his brilliant work was really all about, and talked about how our own culture is really dying. It's been killed. It's not just dying of its own accord. It's been deliberately destroyed. And you can even look at certain attacks, such as during World War II, where some of the greatest architecture and art was just deliberately firebombed in Germany, in Dresden in particular. What a travesty. And look at what we've got in the place of that high art since. Hashtag thanks Jews. The Blitz I did on January 23rd is titled Jewry's Clothing Shop Network. This is a very important one detailing the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein and Les Wexner, and then getting into how Jews have been blackmailing powerful people with this clothing shop network, how it is referenced in films like Eyes Wide Shut, and how this clothing shop network is actually something that goes back a very long time, and how Jews have been dominating clothes and fashion for so very long in America and now throughout the world. The show I did after that was another Blitz on the 24th of January, titled Big Brother's Social Credit System is Already Here. So I discussed what was going on in China and then let people know that, hey, as bad as that sounds, what's taking place over there, we already have a slightly different social credit system here in the U.S. And it's something that we need to all be paying attention to. On the 27th of January, I had Sinead on my Solar Storm show, and we talked about, well, Revolt Against the Modern Bedtime. That was the title. We talked about our beginnings together, how much people hate us, how hate is really the weapon that they use against us all the time. We talked about some feuds and how people are trying to disparage internet activism and instead get us to just embrace the coming collapse of civilization, kind of like Varg, the siege tards, instead of actually working constructively to educate our people and save what we can of all of the great achievements and advancements that our people have made over the years. It would be much better to take much of this infrastructure intact rather than to watch it all burn to the ground and try to build back up afterwards. Now, I'm not saying that we need to try to devote our guys into office and really take back the system that way. No, obviously not. But to embrace Armageddon, I think is just idiotic. The Blitz I did after that on the 29th of January was titled Sincere Synchronicity and Manufactured Magic. It's another topic that I really enjoy talking about because it's played such a profound role in my own life. Synchronicity is an organic, magical kind of thing that happens in people's lives where things just seem to line up in an interesting and revelatory way, meaningful coincidences, if you will. But there's also the manufactured synchronicity, so-called synchronicity, which was discussed by a group of people called the Synchromystics, with whom I was loosely affiliated years ago. And all they do is they look at Hollywood movies, you know, reference some old religions, you know, let's talk about Madame Blavatsky and talk about Egyptian Thoth and this and that and how it relates to what's going on in these movies. And this character from this movie ties into a different character that actor played in a different movie. Of course it does, because these little movies that are produced by Hollywood are not just isolated films unto themselves. There are larger agendas at work. And for mind control to work properly, you have to take an actor and put them into different roles to help mold the minds of the viewer. So that's what takes place. Matt Damon would be a fantastic example of this. And I'm not going to go into why, but you just look at the kind of character arc, let's say with Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting, where he is talking about how he doesn't want to work for the CIA, or maybe it was the NSA, because, you know, his buddy could have gotten blown up, and, or, you know, basically all the harm that they do. And then, of course, he's in movies like The Good Shepherd, Bourne Identity, working for the system in some regards, still working against it in the Bourne Identity. And there was also another stupid movie where he's dealing with kind of these angels slash, I don't even know what they are. Aliens. I forget what that movie's called, but it was stupid. So, real synchronicity, great. Manufactured magic, not so much. The show after this was great. The Solar Storm I did on February 3rd was with Charles Giuliani. He actually hadn't returned to the network at this point, I don't think. And he was talking about the hidden history of ancient America. So we talked about all the megalithic structures, the ancient ruins in New England and elsewhere, the mound builders, the Celts in the tribe of Dan, the traces actually of the Jews in America, some stuff about Kennewick Man, the Salutrians, and so much more. Yeah, the genocide of ancient white people in the Americas. That show is chock full of interesting material that you probably not heard Charlie talk about much before. The Blitz I did was about Trump's spectacular State of the Union. This was January 6th, 2019. And I was talking about the over-the-top hoax-a-thon that was the State of the Union. And how Trump had talked about, in that speech, talked about flooding America with the largest numbers ever of legal immigrants. He said he wanted to flood America with the largest numbers ever. Of legal immigrants. But this is a white supremacist president. Just look, David Duke supported him for so long. Does David Duke still support him? I'm pretty sure Stormfront in general still supports him, right? Stormfront Radio with Don Black. Totally not a Fed for decades and decades, right? After that, I discussed on my Solar Storm, I talked to Robert Bitto of Mexico and explained about the borders of our reality. So I talked about the political landscape between the U.S. and Mexico as they had a new president that was elected, Obrador, in Mexico. And then we got into some more of the esoteric elements of, well, the borders of our reality and how some supernatural elements seem to creep in, you know, all over the place. After that, I had a blitz on February 13th titled The Anti-White Murders of Smiley Face and Zebra. So the zebra murders took place in the 1970s, and it seems like either they were a psyop or it was, I'm pretty sure, Nation of Islam members in San Francisco or around the Bay Area who were killing whitey you know, zebra, black and white, the animal, right? And then also the smiley face murders, which seem to have targeted young, fairly successful, athletic, young white men. That's who the smiley face murders were targeting. And there's a lot of, occultism that could be connected to actually both of these phenomenon, the smiley face and the zebra murders. The smiley face, you could just think of Watchmen and Forrest Gump and all the different times that that has made its appearance. It does seem to have a sinister undertone to it. And yeah, let's just get on to the solar storm I did after that. The reality of reincarnation and immortality. That was February 17th. Man, I sure did a lot of work this year, didn't I? So, reincarnation is something that I think is so important for our people. This idea of immortality of the soul, not just immortality of the body, the crude thing that these people out in Silicon Valley are trying to achieve by injecting young blood and all the rest, and trying to become one with the machines and have nanobots cleaning our blood. Our ancient ancestors seem to know something that made them very powerful, made them into fearless warriors that were very hard to control. So I looked at some of the different philosophical and religious thoughts of people who came before us regarding reincarnation, and it seemed a lot of very intelligent people throughout the ages were convinced, or at least they very much entertained the idea of reincarnation. I did a Blitzed Up show, so it was Sinead and myself. Since she had started doing Fired Up shows, we did one together. And this one was titled, The Green Gestapo is Coming. So we talked about environmentalism, tree-hugging, animal rights, plant-based power, and how the right wing just thinks that raping resources is just totally fashy and cool, and how the left-wing environmentalist green movement is just obviously controlled opposition and actually doesn't do a whole lot other than make legitimate arguments look bad and to obfuscate the real issues by talking about all sorts of different things regarding climate change and CO2 gas emissions and carbon taxes. And you know, we've really seen that whole element maybe embodied now in some way by the Greta Thunberg coalition, where it doesn't need to be like that, because historically, actually, the National Socialists were pretty much the progenitors of modern-day environmentalism. So we should bring it back to its roots. The solar storm I did on February 24th, 2019 was titled Waking Up from Their Nightmare and Realizing Our Dreams. So we need to get out of their nightmare and make this world our dream world, where our dreams come to fruition. So, hey, let me know in the chat if anybody out there is actually listening. It looks like they are, because I have 28 people, supposedly, in the chat room. Let me know how the sound is coming through. I hope everything is coming through well. So this show that I did was about dreams and how they relate to our everyday life. And I just did a show recently with Drew about this topic, but I'll get to that later. So this, I went over the psychological benefits of dreaming. We need to dream. Also went on and discussed some of the theories about why we dream, the modern day conception of why we dream and how that is just so bogus. I talked about the different kinds of dreams that there are out there and how the ancients viewed the dream world from around the world. Talked about Jung versus Freud and their interpretation of dreams, how dreams were viewed in myths, pop culture, and I even got into the American dream as well. The Blitz I did on February 27th was titled Playing 5G Chess with Our Lives. So Trump has been pushing to have 5G rolled out everywhere. Now, of course, he's just the one who's sitting in the throne seat, but he is just a puppet of the people pulling the strings. It's not like Trump himself is convinced that 5G is the greatest thing ever, and this is his initiative. But they are putting this out because it is a military-grade weapon. it's operating the same frequency as the crowd control weapons that they have, and it could irradiate everything and everyone, and especially damage children. 5G could be a very serious existential threat, and it's something that people need to be paying more attention to and perhaps getting involved with at a local level, because there has been some success with different towns shutting out 5G, at least so far. The Solar Storm I did after that was titled Hebraic Harvesting and Trafficking of Organs. That was March 3rd. I think I started off talking about celebrity foreskin facials, and that was something that was popularized actually quite a few years ago by Oprah Winfrey, and then recently Sandra Bullock was laughing about it with Ellen DeGeneres, about how all these baby foreskins are just making their faces so smooth and youthful. I talked about the harvesting of aborted and newborn babies. Oh, that's big, big business. And the terrifying truth about organ donors. Guys, if you have an organ donor card, you know, if you have that as part of your license, get it removed. If you get into an accident and you can't, and they can somehow declare you brain dead, even though you're not, they will harvest your organs while you're living. Most organs need to be harvested while the donor is alive. And that money that's made from your organs doesn't go to your family. It doesn't go to pay any of your bills. No, they get stuck with the bill. That just makes them a huge amount of profit. But they play to our emotions and make it seem like this is just such a great thing to do. And guys, who's at the center of organ trafficking in this world? Of course, Israel is the Hebraic hub for harvesting organs. Thanks to Neil, he's let me know the sound is excellent. Great. The blitz I did on March 6th was titled Keeping Up with the Kvetchers. So just talked about some stories from around the world, but the rising tide of anti-Semitism and how the Jews are just so persecuted. This is a recurring theme. I mean, you just look at the stabbings that just took place supposedly in New York, all the other anti-Semitic incidents in New York City, and how they're stepping up the protection of Jews all over the place with a big police presence. And apparently even they got some Mossad agents now patrolling the streets of the United States. Oh, it's really coming to a head, guys. It really is. But we'll talk maybe about that when I focus on what's to come in 2020. So the next solar storm I did was March 10th, and that was titled Opposing Semitic Subversion and Hebrew Hypocrisy. So for the first hour, I had Sinead on, and we talked about daylight savings. Hate it. We talked about daylight savings again later in 2019 when the clock changed again. It screws us up so much. I hate it. We talked about Lyme disease, which is something that's affecting a lot of people, and still doctors are not accurately diagnosing. It is hard to diagnose, and they always just put people on antibiotics when they should first be going to cat's claw and some other herbal treatments. Talked about battered Trump-tard syndrome, like battered wife. All these Trump-tards like to talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, these guys have some syndrome of their own. It's a Semitic syndrome. And then in the second hour, I was talking by myself about accusations of anti-Semitism being hurled between the left and the right. You know, the left calling the right anti-Semitic and the right calling the left anti-Semitic and all the BS, how they're all philo-Semites, especially at the top. How white people are really the targets of hatred. We're the ones who are being genocided. Oh, went through and just discussed Hebrew hypocrisy. It's a common theme here on this network. The blitz I did right after that was March 12th, and that was titled The Swastika Renaissance Among Trendy Teens. So I went through some of these stories that had been coming out from around the world about how white youth are rebelling. They don't care about what the media says about them, what repercussions they might have at school or from their parents or whatever. They see that their future has been stolen. They see that they can generate international headlines just by putting their freaking arm up in a Roman salute, by forming their bodies in the shape of a swastika, by playing swastika beer pong, by singing German marching songs. The youth wants to be countercultural, and they realize that the culture, the prevailing culture of today, is 100% pro-Jewish. It is a Jewish culture, so they are rejecting that. To be countercultural today needs to hoist the swastika high. And these children, they've grown up with the internet. They're not so much watching TV like people from my generation were growing up. They have access to all the same information that we have. We just have to make sure that they don't get sucked into the Daily Storm or Daily Showa type trap. The Solar Storm I did after this was March 17th, titled Fig Bloodbaths and Adrenochrome Junkies. So the New Zealand shooting with Brendan Tarrant had taken place. So I went through all the absurd details about that. The magazine appearing out of nowhere. Shell casings disappearing into thin air. And bodies that were just obviously mannequins. That whole thing was so ridiculous. I can't believe people actually bought it. And I still see gab memes about how Brendan Tarrant is just this saint. He didn't do nothing wrong. It's so ridiculous. Same way that they like to idolize Dylan Stormroof and Anders Breivik and others. It's just retarded. So then I talked more about how the ruling elite, so-called, are apparently adrenochrome junkies. This appears to be a drug that they enjoy that might even keep them youthful. It's very addictive and basically turns them into vampires, perhaps. And that's why they are terrorizing children and harvesting their adrenochrome. And the blitz I did after this was March 20th, and we'll get to that after the break. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting has a sister site where you can find insightful articles from the past and present, the latest in health and wellness, research, analysis of current events, profound poetry, amazing artwork, lots of videos and podcasts from other content creators, and so much more. We are in a struggle to awaken as many people as possible, put an end to our enslavement in this toxic culture, and create a future where we can be happy, healthy, and free. Go to RenegadeTribune.com, browse the great content, and do consider joining the crew in publishing your own original work.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Hey guys, you got a couple more days here and for free shipping at heathenherbs.com. Use the coupon code YULE2019 because once it turns 2020, the free shipping deal is gone. Sorry to say, we can't eat that cost forever. We barely make a profit on our products as is. But you got a couple days, so if you want to order something, do it now. Use the coupon code, and we'll ship it off ASAP. All right, before the break, I was talking about the blitz I did right after that, and it was pretty much a continuation. This was 3 days later, March 20th, 2019, and I was talking more about the New Zealand hoax, the timeline, and just really breaking it apart. It'd be easier with visuals, but I was doing that in Renegade Tribune at the same time, so I was referencing what I was, you know, getting into there. And the whole color coding with the red jumpsuits and the red shirts and jackets and everything, it really starting to make sense. And, you know, I tied a lot of different pieces together on air and on the Tribune. It's just amazing what they've been able to do, targeting white nationalists with that. And the guy's manifesto was titled The Great Replacement, a shill term. It's white genocide. And it look what they did afterwards with, what's her name, Jacinda Ardern, the tranny whose thing was swinging around in that red dress, you know, again with the color-coded, right before then going in and saying that, oh, basically all rifles are outlawed in New Zealand and you got to turn in your guns. They use these hoaxes to further their agenda. And yet most white nationalists, most people out there who are supposedly wise to the Jews will call you, you know, a stupid tinfoil hatter for questioning all of these ridiculous events that paint us in the worst light and are just exploited all over in the Jewish media. After that, I had a solar storm, March 24th, and I talked to Sinead for a while, and then I guess Austin Frank came on. But we talked about the Purim presents from the New Zealand tranny and the Zog Emperor. And that was, you know, regarding what had just happened with the hate hoax. Talked about porn as a weapon and how whites are essentially the new subhumans that can be treated like garbage. Psyops from the One-Eye Cyclops. I don't even know what that means. We talked about Elon Musk conquering Mars while high on meth and much more. That sounds interesting. I don't really remember much of that conversation, but I'm sure it was good. The blitz I did on March 27th. This is something that cannot be said enough. Porn is a Jewish weapon of mass destruction. This was a good short show about the devastating effects of pornography on the mind, the body, the soul of anybody who watches it, and how addictive it is, and how they actually use, the Jews use the Holocaust to start introducing pornography into mainstream culture through a movie called The Pawnbroker, where you had a topless black woman, and since it was a Holocaust movie, nobody could question it. And look at where we are now with just the amount of sex, pornographic type fornication on the television that any child can easily access, and then just think about how they could get access to it on the internet. Even when I was growing up in the 90s with dial-up internet, it was just so readily available to anybody who wanted to even search anything about pornographic terms. It was right there available for you. Devastating. And they get them hooked early. They want kids watching porn. And they're really trying to normalize that now. And, of course, Jews have been dominating the industry from the get-go. Okay. Scroll down to the bottom of this next page of the archives. On March 31st, I had Sophia Smallstorm back on. We talked about, you know, the history of horses, but the title was Glyphosate's Injurious Effects Straight from the Horse's Mouth. So we went through the history of horses and how it really allowed for civilization to spread and flourish, and how horses have been used and abused in things like racing. And we discussed this recent uptick in the amount of horse racing injuries, which then most usually lead to killing, murdering the animal, because, well, you know, usually they can't really recover from that. And the owner doesn't really have any interest, especially since the horse, if it was able to recover in some way, it's not going to be able to race again. It's just going to be a burden on them rather than a moneymaker. And it appears that glyphosate, which is found in all the hay that they're eating, is a likely culprit in these injuries. The show I did after that was, I guess I skipped the Blitz, was on April 7th, and that was with Robert Bitto again. It's titled, They're Coming to Replace Us. So I discussed with Robert the symbolism in the movie Us, which was a big phenomenon this year. And it had people in red jumpsuits committing terror, doppelgangers. And this doppelganger theme is a big one in movies and TV shows and everything recently. I'm not going to get into it, but evil doppelgangers or, you know, a person killing their evil or good doppelganger, it's seen a lot now. And so we just went through and really got into some pretty esoteric background for a lot of what was going on in that movie. It was absolutely loaded. And of course, they are coming to replace us, especially white Americans. And that was a big theme in that movie, which was directed by Jordan Peele, who did, you know, is part of that comedy duo Key and Peele. And this guy also did the movie Get Out, about white supremacists trying to live forever by putting their brains into black bodies. Oh yeah, that's totally what white supremacists would do. These maybe they just really don't understand what the white mind really is thinking like. No white supremacist would ever want to live in a black body. But for somebody like Jordan Peele, he's viewing the black body as just the pinnacle of physicality. Oh, so strong and fast. It's every white person just wishes they could have a black body. Yeah, no thanks. The Blitz I did after this was April 10th. It's titled Julius Evola's Subversive Teachings. So I read from a critique of Julius Evola, which used multiple sources, which showed why this guy was no one to follow, and how anybody who's really pushing Julius Evola hard now is questionable, very suspect. Because he really was not interested in the biological reality of race and the problem of Jewish supremacy. And to add on to that, he was a degenerate artist. And he was banned from lecturing in Germany by the SS because he was a subversive. Definitely nobody to promote. The Solar Storm I did after this was April 14th. And it was Sinead and myself, and it's titled Shooting the Shill. You know, instead of shooting the shit, shooting the shill, yes. So we talked about current events, the stomach flu we had just recently had, it was terrible. Bodybuilding versus athletic training, and the Fang Gang pushing sexy vampires to children, and so much more. That's a recurring theme here on the network as well. I probably should get into it again soon. I did a whole show on vampires years ago, and they seem just to keep making it back onto the air, because that's who we're dealing with. At some level or another, we're dealing with vampires. Literal, figurative, you know, metaphoric vampires. They're vampires. They're sucking the life force. They're sucking blood, literally, and adrenochrome. They're just taking our life essence, sucking taxes. I mean, you could look at this from so many different levels. The Blitz I did after this was the Paris Talmud burning of 1242 and Revenge of the Jew. So the Notre Dame Cathedral had recently just burned down. That one does not appear to have been just an accident or anything, but I wasn't going to go on like Red Ice and just, oh my God, this is such an important part of European culture. No, I hate the church. I hate the child raping pieces of garbage that worship the Rabbi Yeshua of the Bible. No thanks. I'm not going to shed one tear about a house of child rape burning down. Even if it did have marvelous architecture, which is an aspect of white ingenuity. So, it could have been Jewish lightning, a false flag, a fuel to the fire of the clash of civilizations, because a lot of people are blaming it on the Muslims in Europe. If anything, it's the Jews. It's always the Jews. First, just think, who has been doing this for so long? How many times have they done something just like this? And then I went to the history. I talked about the history of the Talmud being dragged to light in Paris and eventually burned. And Jews are still kvetching about how the Talmud was burned in Paris back in 1242. So I went to the whole history that led up to that as well. The solar storm I did after that was April 21st. And that was, you know, right after Earth Day. I wasn't even planning that, you know, to coincide. But is that really Earth Day? I know 420 is the, you know, the pot smoking, you know, the reefer holiday. But I talked about Easter. I talked about the Christian tree choppers, the insanity of lawns, went into permaculture, story of Johnny Appleseed, and how food forests can really be the key to a real future in which we'd want to raise large families and be happy and be sustainable. Self-sustainable is the goal, and planting food forests for future generations is the way we get there. I also discussed the benefits of wood chip mulching and how this really mimics what we see in nature as well. The blitz I did following this was on April 24th, and that was titled Exposing Islam's Crypto Jews, the Donme. Now, I talked about how April 24th is the Remembrance Day for their Armenian Genocide, which was carried out by the Young Turks, who were led by crypto Jews who converted to Islam in the 17th century. And Saudi Arabia was founded and still led by these people. And I wanted to just how this has really led to the current state of affairs that we have right now with the mess that is the Middle East. Yeah, we don't just have crypto Jews amongst the Christians. They definitely had a sizable number with the Muslims as well. The solar storm I did after this was titled Avenging Absurd Anti-Semitic Attacks, and that was April 28th. Talked about the Chabad shooting. Oh, yeah, John T. Ernest shooting up the Chabad house, right? The Chabad, is it called a synagogue, I guess? Yeah. Some house of worship. And it was just another example of war being waged by deception. I talked about how what Chabad really has said about the Goyim and some other stories that provided more context for the obviously fake event. And then a Southern Seamstress also called in to discuss the Noahide laws. May 1st, May Day, I talked about the how pro-protein propaganda is killing us. So most people think that protein is just the most essential thing they could possibly be ingesting. When you ask somebody, hey, what's the most important thing for you to get into your body through your food? Especially if they're an athlete, they'll automatically just say protein. And when they say protein, they are usually thinking of animal-derived protein, whether it's whey protein or whether it's from eating steaks or whatnot. But as James Wilkes, the director of the Game Changers, showed in a debate in particular with Chris Kresser, eating just a regular peanut butter sandwich with a couple slices of, let's say, wheat bread, you're going to get more protein than, 3.5 ounce thing of ground beef or a steak or something. And it's not just peanut butter. It's, you get a lot of protein just in all of the vegetable sources you eat. You don't need to be worrying about protein. Now, if you're a serious weightlifter, if you're trying to make big gains, then yeah, after you lift, you might want to supplement with a plant-derived source of protein, such as pea protein or hemp protein or a blend of them. Some are better than others. Now, there are some brands that seem to perhaps have some contamination, you know, some heavy metals might be in some. So do your homework, and you don't need protein powders. You really don't. And I've really dispelled a lot of the myths in this show. And I talked about animal proteins essentially flip on the switch for cancer growth. It really makes sense once you understand that. And it's not just animal-derived proteins, by the way, that are causing the cancer. Soy protein isolate is bad because that's one of these things that basically causes for the IGF-1, insulin growth factor 1, to spike. So you've basically got lots of growth going on. Now, that's good when you're growing up, right? Dairy's got a lot of IGF-1. When you're developing into a young adult, that's not bad. You want to be growing quickly. Once you're an adult, though, having a lot of IGF-1, what's it going to do? What is cancer? It's unregulated growth. So when you've just got way too much animal protein and way too much IGF-1, it's a recipe for disaster. Okay. After that, the solar storm on May 5th, they can't stop the rise of the renegades. So this was about how the totalitarian tiptoe is turning into the Semitic sprint because they want the anti-Semites to shut up, get shut down and locked up. They want to shot up with the vaccines or bullets, indoctrinated with the genocidal tranny plan, and just sick. They want us sick to suck all the money from us. Their whole industries, basically, the cancer industry and all the rest, to suck money from people, not just for the charities and everything, but when somebody gets cancer, when somebody gets Alzheimer's, they're going to suck all the wealth from that person before they die so they don't have anything to leave to their descendants. They just give it all over to the medical mafia. Anyway, the show I did after that was Blitz, titled Harrison Bergeron and the Handicapper General. This was May 7th. So I read the text by Kurt Vonnegut of Harrison Bergeron and talked about how the world that was being satirized then is essentially the world that we have today that just holds equality above all else, when equality does not exist anywhere in our world except maybe in mathematics. You know, 2 + 2 = 4. But actually in the Orwellian world of today, you can't even say that because some people don't understand math and we need to all be equal. So if Tyrone says 2 + 2 = 5, he's right too. All answers are equal. The show I did after that was The Solar Storm on May 12th. I had Sinead on again, my partner in crime. And it's titled Doing Best in the Worst of Times. So Sinead and I talked for the first 90 minutes about motherhood, business, economic warfare, health, and current events. And how we just really need to do our best in the worst of times. You know, this is our time to shine. Don't be held down by their mind control. This is our time. They're fading. We're rising. The Blitz I did after this was called The Color of Blood Money is Commie Red. This was May 14th. So I talked about this blacktivist group called Color of Change and their blood money campaign to get credit card companies to cut off pro-whites. So then I got into the background of this organization, which is revolutionary. You know, Commie Red is the color of change for them. And how this is just all part of the white genocide agenda. It's easily proven. And that's why we're being censored. So that we can't prove that what's taking place is white genocide. And this, of course, ties into the whole social credit system. Where if you speak out, maybe it's not the government who contacts these different organizations to get your account shut down so you can't even take money, but it's some blacktivist group that probably gets government funds anyway. The blitz I did after this was May 15th. It was titled, "The Neocon Warhawks Have Their Eyes on Iran." So they talked about the recent escalation with Iran and how if they get their way, we'll all be suffering. That is still on the table. They're ratcheting that up all the time. I don't know if it will come to fruition this upcoming year, perhaps, but it's something to keep your eye on. The Solar Storm I did, May 19th, was titled "Debating the Alleged Matriarchy and Semitic Scapegoats." This was ridiculous. I had this guy on named James True. I looked over his website. He had been recommended to me. I didn't see anything about him saying that we're ruled by a matriarchy. So for the first hour, I had this guy on. And I planned to talk about a whole variety of subjects. But once he started talking about how we're ruled by a matriarchy, I had to just say, whoa, whoa, whoa. We are ruled by a gaytriarchy, and it's Jewish. And so I was just vehemently defending my position that child rapists and homosexual Jews are ruling the roost, not women. So then, in the second hour, I just kind of was winging it, going over a recent news story, talking about a variety of issues. That's a show you might want to check out, that first hour. Because what this guy is saying is what so many people out there are saying, Black Pigeon Speaks and all the rest in the MGTOW manosphere. Bunch of BS. The blitz I did after that was May 22nd, titled, "They Hate Us for Our Freedom of Speech." So I talked about the ongoing push to take away our freedom of speech so that Jewish crimes, and that includes white genocide, can't be exposed any further. We've done so well, they can't debate us. They want to shut us down and take us out. Man, the first hour's almost been up and I haven't even gotten halfway through the year yet. Hey, if you appreciate all the work that I've been doing and want me to keep doing a lot of good work, do consider supporting me. Details are on the website. We got my address there. And also support Sinead. She does some great work on this website. You could do that by donating to her directly. You can go to her page on the site, or you can order products from her. I think she wouldn't mind getting some just straight up donations as well. We do share a bunch of costs and money and all the rest, but she needs some love too, guys. So order some products from Heathen Herbs. And give her a big tip. And myself as well. Just spread it around. I'm not begging right here now. If you have some extra and would like to support, please do. Because this takes us a lot of time and energy. And a lot of what we get from this is just hate. And a lot of threats and terrible things. It's not always pleasant doing what we do. Solar Storm I did on May 26th was titled, What Wonderful World. So the first hour, Sinead and I talked about AC repair, the musical Latin Invasion, Tony Robbins scams and his programming. We talked about transvestigations and more. Then I got into some news stories about Jews, government psyops, of course relating to staged events, the ramped up invasion of America, and Martin Luther King. The show I did right after that was a blitz. This was May 29th, titled "The Explosion of Prescription Stimulants for ADHD." So all of these scripts are being written to solve the problem of just energetic and immature children. It's just so obvious. And they're prescribing most of these ADHD drugs to the youngest children in a class simply because they're more immature than the other ones. Just let them grow up. They're trying to medicate away all of the responses to unnatural environments. Oh, you're stressed out because you've got a really tiresome job and you're also studying and, you know, your personal life's and you know, has some problems. Well, just take a Xanax. They especially were giving these like candy to a lot of the girls I knew in college. Solar Storm ended after this was June 2nd, titled "Prophetic Visions and Predictive Programming." And this centered a lot around Trump being predicted in media. I talked about some religious messiahs and Nostradamus, Philip K. Dick, and how a lot of his stories, well, they were made into movies, and also they predicted the future, sometimes quite accurately, and just the notion of predictive programming in movies in general. Solar Storm Day after this was a very important one, June 9th, and that's titled The Logos Legion and Perverted Pride. So I really laid into E. Michael Jones and all the other shills who were promoting the Vatican with their Logos bullshit, and how the Catholic Church is, you know, this new savior for many people on the right. And what is it? It's universalism. Literally, Catholicism is universalism, which is actually that globo homo that they're supposedly against. And this was also Pride Month. And I had Gilly come on in this show and talked about a number of issues that were related to the topics at hand. The Blitz I did after that was June 12th, and it's titled Dealing with Depression. And kind of like I did with the ADH show, I just talked about how many people are now classified as depressed and why people are legitimately depressed. And it's not always for the reasons that they think. Sometimes it's because, let's just say, they're magnesium deficient, that they're not getting enough sunshine. But they're pushing antidepressants on children at a ridiculous rate. And so I talked about some great ways to not be depressed, to get to the root cause, and to make sure that we are not depressed, because we can't be depressed. We can't afford to be depressed at this time. The Solar Storm I did after this was June 16th, titled A Tour Through Our Troubled Times. So I talked about Father's Day, Yahweh, the Big Daddy, Daddy Trump's open door invasion, more Iran rhetoric, anti-Semitism on the rise, the degeneracy of the rainbow, the tranny tyranny, and genocidal propaganda, and all sorts of different things. The Blitz I did was June 19th, outsourcing U.S. jobs to Israel and embedding Israeli intelligence in big tech. So I read Whitney Webb's How Neocon Billionaire Paul Singer is Driving the Outsourcing of U.S. Tech Jobs to Israel. Very important piece. All right, guys, second hour coming up. Stay tuned.
My love has left me. Raven circle where he lies upon the plain. Wolves triumphant howl with the Valkyries. Search for heroes for Valhalla's endless feast. The hills and vales, they hold no joy for me now. Only memories too painful to endure. Oh, my love, if the swan shape
Here it,
I could
Jewish author Douglas Rushkoff on why Jews are dangerous.
The thing that makes Judaism dangerous to everybody, to every race, to every nation, to every idea, is that we smash things that aren't true. We don't believe in the boundaries of nation-state. We don't believe in the ideas of these individual gods that protect individual groups of people. These are all artificial constructions, and Judaism really teaches us how to see that. In a sense, our detractors have us right, in that we are a corrosive force. We're breaking down the false gods of all nations and all people, because they're not real. And that's very upsetting to people.
Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
Did you have a friend on the Liberty? I had a friend on the Liberty. They tried to sink her to the bottom of the sea. She kept on floating into history. Unmarked jets flew down from the sky and shot up our ship and nobody knew why. A torpedo boat blew a hole in her side. A lot of sailors hurt and 34 died. Come to find out it was part of a plan. They'd sink our ship, she'd go down with all hands. Blame it on Egypt to trick us in a war. The trick didn't work, the crew showed them what's for. Did you have a friend on the Liberty? I had a friend on the Liberty. Who tried to sink her? It was Israelis. But she kept on floating into his story.
Welcome back. It is the Solar Storm, and I am going through all the different work I did just on Renegade Broadcasting this year. And again, guys, this isn't detailing all the roundtables that we did as well. And of course, this has nothing... I'm not dealing whatsoever with what was done on Renegade Tribune. It's just interesting to go back and look through a year of work here. Okay, my browser kind of just crashed right before I came back from break. Okay, here we go. The show I did on June 23rd was called Stonewalled by Supremacist Semites and Sodomites. So I talked about, with the stonewalling, I talked about the gay rights mafia and how the Stonewall Inn, which is, had this big anniversary, and it was really just a mafia hotbed. They were the ones who were running all of these gay clubs. So I talked, other than that, about war games that are on, Netanyahu lying the U.S. into war in 2002. I played the clip of that. Jewish supremacists in Israel. I talked about reactionary Jew. And actually, there's a John Cusack incident as well, I mentioned. Racial reparations and all sorts of different things. The blitz I did on June 25th was titled The Conspiracy to Make Us Third Eye Blind. So I talked about the pineal gland, which is often thought to be the third eye, and its functions, which are very important, and how there is a conspiracy to calcify that pineal gland. And a lot of course, hucksters out there who talk all about the third eye awakening and all the rest. But yeah, people have been third eye blind for quite some time. I also got into auras as well. Now, on to the end of June, which was the 30th. I had a solar storm about the engineered opioid plague and genocidal agendas around the world. I spoke with a mother who had lost her son to the opioid addiction in the first hour. And this is just so common to hear about in America now. It's so tragic. Everybody knows somebody who's been affected by this. Everybody. It's terrible, and we know who's behind it. Shanae and I have done films on this very subject. I need to get cracking on finishing up the script for, was it part 3 of the opioid documentary. There's just so much to do, guys. I wish I had more people who could help me out, just more time in general. But we'll get that done eventually. We're just going to keep chipping away and getting the truth out there. The first two parts of that are just so revelatory. So anyway, in the second hour, I talked about a number of news stories that went out in the Tribune that week. The blitz I did on July 3rd was, our children are being dragged down by disgusting degenerates. So dragged down. So I talked about the drag queen story time and what this agenda is really doing to children. This should anger so many people, but it doesn't. They celebrate it. So I talked about what was going on in Weimar Germany and how the National Socialists put a swift end to that Jewish degeneracy. It can be done. Guys, it can be done. looking forward to 2020. Instead of being depressed, instead of being downtrodden, think about how we're going to make massive gains, about how there were people who did it before and how it can be done again. And they are trying to shut us up. They are trying to shut us down in so many different ways, and yet they have not done it yet. They're scared. They know there is a big potential for us to knock them out of power. We have already done so in the minds of many people. But yeah, they have the printing press. They have the big media. They have governments. They have the militaries. They've got a lot. They've got academia. Yet we're still fighting on. And more people are knowing the score all the time. July 7th, they're creating a diversity of disasters. So I talked about the Yellowstone supervolcano, earthquakes in California, crop failures around the world, of course, relating to chemtrails and other things, you know, manufactured droughts, secret Jewish meetings, Nicki Minaj's ass in Saudi Arabia, ass, fat phobia, and the Jeffrey Epstein arrest, and more. The blitz I did on July 10th was titled The Artistic Insight from the Third Reich. So I read some speeches from the Third Reich that had to do with the importance of utilizing the creative genius of the German people in order to uplift the folk. Solar Storm I did on July 14th was titled Connectivity in the Brave New World Order. So I talked about the IoT, the Internet of Things, and how it's taking over the world and leading us to a worldwide prison system, essentially a panopticon. And how most of this technology is actually made in Israel. And this country has been using the information they gather to blackmail people, and they're just spying on everyone. And the Epstein case is a good example of all of this. The blitz I did on July 17th was titled Flourishing with Flowers. This was a fun one. I like to do some ones that just kind of don't have anything to do with the Jews. Because I don't like talking about them, guys. There's so many things to talk about, so many amazing things in this world. But in order to fully realize the potential of this world, we have to deal with the Jewish issue. Anyway, I talked about the psychological and physiological benefits of surrounding your family with flowers and how you can incorporate gardening into your life. And then I talked about all of the edible and medicinal flowers that exist in this world. Just amazing. The solar storm I did on July 21st was titled Chabad Mafia Politics and Epstein's Funding of Cybernetics. So the anti-white presidential candidates that we have still in front of us are basically over-the-top Chabad puppets. I mean, it's not too obvious, but they are. I think I talked about Cory Booker maybe at the time. I'm pretty sure that's when I discussed Cory Booker and his Chabad connections. But they're all part of the Chabad Mafia, just like Putin, just like all of them. The world leaders are Chabad puppets. Merkel, it's not Mama Merkel. She's not part of the matriarchy world order, the mummy world order, as the Daily Stormer was calling it. It's the Chabad Mafia. And that's why she got the Charlemagne Prize. Isn't that great, you Christian nationalists? The people who sell out their race the best, who destroy Europe the best, get the Charlemagne Prize. Very fitting, isn't it? So the second hour was just very interesting material. Jeffrey Epstein, not only did he fund the Neuro TV that turned into the public space by J.F. Gariepy. Yeah, Epstein gave Gariepy $25,000. And this is a big pro-white guy who has a history of getting mentally deficient, retarded girls. He gets retarded girls to be his little waifu. It's disgusting. And the latest one, Mama JF, as he called her, she's so over-the-top retarded and also Jewish. It's just sick. Anyway, Epstein's pouring so much money into things related to neuroscience, which is why JF was there with his Neuro TV, systems research, AI, and it's alarming. The little Sophia that you know, all these parents would be buying for their children. It's, you know, a miniature version, essentially, of that Sophia robot to help with STEM problems and everything. Yeah, that actually has its origins with Jeffrey Epstein's money. Yeah, that's great. I did the Blitz next on July 24th about what could be killing the bees. So I talked about flowers on the previous Blitz. Now I was talking about bees and colony collapse disorder, how this is just so important to look at, and how, you know, Google was coming out with their robo-bee to solve the problem instead of looking at all the neonicotinoids that are likely behind it, and how the Trump administration is actually furthering the problem by lifting a ban on some pesticides that really seem like they're the big culprits in the collapse of bees. So we need to help the bees. One way to help them is actually hemp fields. Apparently they like all the pollen in hemp. The solar storm I did was Choke on It, Zog, and that was July 28th. So I talked about Epstein, his connections to power, Boris Johnson and the Jews, tranny grooming, Jewish population statistics, Hollow Hoax math, and more. The Blitz I did on July 30th was titled We're Being Barraged with Bioweapons. So I talked about why some Africans aren't seeking treatment for Ebola, how Lyme disease is being investigated as a bioweapon, examples of the government testing bioweapons in the public. This is open knowledge. It's been around for a while. Yeah, they do it all the time. Israeli ethnic bioweapon development, and why you should avoid antibiotics. Bioweapons are a big, big issue we should be looking into. They're being released all the time, from what I understand. I honestly don't think some of these common colds that are going around, especially this year, are natural. And they're probably being spread through the people who are getting the flu shots and the vaccines. It's just, there's no natural weather. I don't even think there's natural sickness anymore. I think it's all about compromising immune systems and unleashing devastating diseases. Okay, the solar storm I did on August 4th was titled, Can You Smell What the Rabbi is Cooking? So I talked about the FBI targeting pro-whites and conspiracy theorists. Oh yeah, domestic terrorism threats. I mean, they've just been ramping it up for years. Talked about there were three recent shootings and the insanity that was involved with that. You know, there was the Walmart El Paso shooting and the Gilroy Garlic gunman, the Triple G, and how that one kind of disappeared. And then there was some guy in, Ohio. He was a lefty, but they didn't, the media didn't focus on that aspect. Just a bunch of BS. Stage shootings. But there are real shootings. It's just those aren't the ones that the media has a script ready for right away. Anyway, I talked about anti-white Jews and their genocidal agenda. Of course, again, I mean, that's pretty much a common theme here. The Blitz I did on August 7th was the shocking origins of the Jeffrey Epstein case. So I read the first part of a Whitney Webb series. Very good series. The solar storm I did on August 11th was Red False Flags for Commie Control. So I talked about the so-called suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. Then I talked about Trump and the Temple Mount, stage shootings, red flags, and the communist control of the United States, which they are using to smash whites worldwide. And the Blitz on August 14th, I did the second part of the web series. The solar storm on August 18th, I talked about the insane anti-white rhetoric from all the political prostitutes, you know, of the Mockingbird media, where it's all headed. It's called No Rights for Whites. That's where we are, guys. Yeah, whites still have some rights, but we're losing them. They're dwindling fast. As I mentioned in one of the earlier shows in the year, we're the new Untermensch. We're the untouchables. That's where it's going. Not untouchables in a good way, like nobody can touch us. No, untouchables is the lowest caste of society. The Blitz I did after that on August 21st was the third part of the web series Mega Group, Maxwell's, and Mossad. The solar storm I did on August 25th was titled Gamified Goyim in Talmudic Technocracy. So I talked about how, first talked about current events, then talked about the game industry, what gaming does to the brain, who is controlling the game industry, the Jews behind some of these big companies, and how gamification has changed the so many parts of the world. And, you know, this has to do with marketing, but also just the workplace in general, how people are working. Everything's gamified now. August 28th, I did another part to the Whitney Webb series, From Spook Air to the Lolita Express. On September 1st, my Solar Storm was titled The Many Games That We Play. So I talked about, of course, some current events. Then I got into the history of board games, the Jewish game inventors, companies like Hasbro, the Hasbro of Hasbro, computerized chess. All the Jews were involved with that as well. And also the Israeli game theorist, was it Robert Altman? Maybe I'm wrong. Solar Storm I did on September 8th was titled Demolishing Conformity to Kosher Control. Talked about 9/11 Israel, where things are with our awakening, the technological prison being created, the panopticon, and also got into group conformity experiments, Masira law, which keeps Jewish people in check and not speaking out against their own criminal behavior, and much more. On September 10th, right before 9/11, I did a show titled Who Had Foreknowledge of 9/11? So, who did have foreknowledge of 9/11? And, well, you could do this Jeopardy style. Tune in to find out who knew about 9/11 before it happened. So I did, who are the globalists, Alex? Like Alex Jones. Yeah, it's not the globalists. It's the Jews. Who had foreknowledge? Trump is one person, Alex Jones is another, and then there was Bill Cooper, who died soon after. Well, was murdered soon after. Solar Storm I did on September 15th was titled One Man's Journey to the Light. So I went through the first part about my story of waking up. The Blitz I did on September 18th was called How Israel is Using Mass Shootings to Sell Its Orwellian Spyware. And this was actually another Whitney Webb article. The Blitz is a good time just to basically put some articles on air, because a lot of people don't have the time to read them, but they might have the time to listen. So I hope you guys have appreciated that. The Solar Storm I did on September 22nd was titled You're a Terrorist If You Don't Hate White People. And that's pretty self-explanatory. I just went through all the evidence to prove that, because that's where things are going. If you don't hate white people in this country, and I'm speaking literally logic, you know, using solid logic, it is easy to conclude that you are a terrorist in the eyes of the government and the media if you don't hate white people. The Blitz I did on September 25th is titled Putting the Mental in Environmental. So I went over Greta Thunberg and the loony left and the globalists have hijacked the modern environmental movement, created by a national socialist, of course. I try not to be too repetitive, you know, but of course some themes have to come up time and again. It's not always easy finding new material to talk about, but I'd rather do that than just say the same thing over and over and over again. Solar Storm I did on September 29th was titled Politically Incorrect and Politely Correct. So that was about recent anti-white pro-Jewish news and also politeness and how politeness is a virtue in white society. It really is. And it makes society function well. And we've lost polite society. We really have. But we shouldn't be too, you know, polite. We shouldn't be politically correct. We need to be willing to hurt some people's feelings and call it like we see it when necessary. The Blitz I did on October 2nd was titled The Death and Life of the Mafia in Italy. And I read this article from James Joseph Martin from 1977 about the suppression of the mafia by Mussolini and then the revival of it in liberation. Yeah. Great liberation. Liberated the mafia that was jailed. Solar Storm on October 6th was with Sinead. It titled Partners in Thought Crime. So I talked to her about some things that were going on in the world, and then we got into a little bit of the bio. You know, I picked up where I'd left off with my little biographical show that I did, you know, starting with when I met Sinead and the origins of Renegade and some other things from our younger years. The Blitz I did on October 9th was titled Kvetching Intensifies, Kyle Explains. Recent stories, of course, of the rise of anti-Semitism. And, guys, this is exactly where they are right now, too. Same narrative going on today. Headlines on Drudge and everything. The rise of anti-Semitism. All the kvetching taking place about how we need to control the filthy goyim. One interesting development right now, though, is that it looks like they're pitting blacks and Jews against each other. And this is going to be a big victim showdown. I mean, which victimhood is going to trump the other? The Holocaust or slavery? Based on who has all the money and who controls the narrative the most, who's made people into such subservient little slaves, I'd say that the Jews will have the upper hand. But they're way more blacks, and they're not as polite always as white people. So the black Hebrew Israelites and their little thing going on, I mean, it looks like it's psyops that are taking place. I don't know. There does seem to be some real violence against Jews from blacks in places like Brooklyn. And this is a story to keep your eye on. Anyway, I'll get to that in a little bit. We'll take a look at what we have in store for 2020. October 13th, I did a Solar Storm with Sinead, Renegade Real World, so we picked up where we left off. 2 hours wasn't enough to really go through all of this, and we dealt with a lot of the characters that had come and gone on Renegade, but this one was more about the recent history of Renegade. I like to look back once in a while. It's not always looking back. We don't always look back at the past and just try to revel in the past of, let's say, the National Socialist years, or you know, talk about past successes on Renegade. Let's talk about Hellstorm and what that. No, we like to keep things moving forward, but and you know, focusing on the future. But it is sometimes important to take a little time for reflection. The Blitz I did on October 15th was titled "The Night of the Long Knives." I talked about General Leon DeGrelle's account of the Night of the Long Knives. So I read through, you know, what really happened in Germany when some people were killed for being subversives who were planning revolutionary activities against the National Socialists. They were planning a rebellion, a takeover. And it was people like Gregor Strasser. Oh, man, the Strasserites today. The National Bolsheviks. They need to be dealt with as well. Not saying they need to be knifed, but they need to be dealt with. Solar Storm on October 20th, How Jews Trained Their Red Dragon. This is one everybody needs to know. China, China, China. When you look at Mao's revolution and all of the Jews that were surrounding him from the very beginning beforehand, how Jews have been all over China, especially with the opium trade for so long, it only makes sense. And you look at China's censorship inside, outside today, how they destroyed the history and the culture of the Chinese people, started with basically a tabula rasa to mold these people into little commie slaves. It's so sick. Now they're a complete slave country. But they're doing well. Their GDP is on the... It was an alley-oop. It was thrown their way. And think about all the Israeli spies who gave U.S. technology to Red China. The Blitz I did on October 24th is titled The Power of a Plant-Based Diet. So I went through some of the arguments for veganism, talked about the game changers, debunked carnism, and played some clips from some plant-based doctors. Solar Storm I did on October 27th was titled Who Watches the White Men? And so I talked about this TV show from HBO titled Watchmen and how anti-white it is and glorifies committing, torturing and interrogating, right? Enhanced interrogation of torture against white people who haven't even been convicted of anything by a black superhero. And I also got into this movie that was out on Netflix called The Shadow of the Moon, how they're connected, and how it basically glorifies murdering innocent white people because they don't hate themselves. Or at least they're suspected of not hating themselves. The Blitz, that one movie, In the Shadow of the Moon, if you haven't listened to that show, you've got to go listen, because that movie is just over the top anti-white, justifying murdering white people who've done nothing wrong simply because they might go on to inspire other pro-whites in the future. The Blitz I did on October 30th was a story of Samhain. So I read an older text about that. Solar Storm I did on November 3rd was titled The Dark Side of the Space Force. So I talked about what's happening in space and how it ties into the Nazis and all that. The Blitz I did on November 6th was titled How Jews Ushered in the Era of Massive Non-White Immigration to the U.S. Went through the history, how they came in the 1920s, before the 1920s, and have been subverting it for so long, and how in 1965 they really changed things and opened up the floodgates. That's an important history to understand as well. Jews are committing white genocide, guys, in case you don't know. Solar Storm I did on November 10th was titled The Anti-White Anthropology of Franz Boas. This was a Jewish immigrant to the U.S. from Germany. He brought the plague of scientific anti-racism with him. And this is the one that says, oh, well, the white race is just a social construct. Race doesn't exist. And Boasian ideology, philosophy, and you know, whatever they want to call it, it is what really inspired a lot of people to open up the floodgates to all those non-whites. We're all the same. There's no such thing as race. It doesn't matter. The Blitz I did on November 13th was titled Death to Dairy. Went through all the problems with dairy and how dairy is kind of losing its popularity these days. I'm going to take another break right now because I want to get through all of this so we can start looking to the future. I also did open up the call-in lines in case you want to add your thoughts about this year and look ahead to 2020. So let's connect in there to the conference. The number is 747-999-6407. The Solar Storm I did on November 17th was how Palestinians, pale skinnians, and chewing the fat. So that one talked about what's going on in Palestine, how they've been treated, how white people are being treated in our own lands, and how Jews are just these terrible conquerors. They're sadistic. They're sadistic Semites. And I had Sinead on at the end of the show to talk about the carny crowd and fat people and just health-related topics. The Blitz I did on November 20th was titled Controlled Demolition of the Vampire Economy. So I took a look at the U.S. economy today. Right now, it seems like, oh, the stock market's doing great, but are people, this average person, really doing too well? No. They're living paycheck to paycheck without any savings. It does look like they will take this economy down when the time is right. And when they did this back in 2008, the top people, the Jews, the banksters, they made out like bandits. They are bandits. That's why they're the bandit state of Israel. The Solar Storm I did on November 24th was titled, Who Can You Trust These Days? So I went into the topic of trust and how important it is to live in a high-trust society and how we can't trust people who are trying to gain our trust by saying, something about, oh, hello, fellow white people. As a fellow white person, I want to say that we white people are terrible. Or just the fellow white people who pretend to be pro-white nationalists. We can't really trust anybody these days. Can't even trust our eyes with the blue beam technology and whatever they've got going on in the skies. It's hard to trust really anything or anyone these days. And that sucks. It does. Can't trust hosts, that's for sure. The Solar Storm I did on December 1st, so we're getting to the month. We're almost done, guys. I talked about Bibi and Trump being in trouble at the same time. The show is called The Zog and Pony Show. And I talked about some recent anti-whiteness in academia. It's just getting to absurd levels. Jews, Jewin, and all the rest. Oh, I talked about salubrious living as well. The Blitz I did on December 4th was titled Strength Through Joy, so I read through some strength and joy material. Sounds like it'd be a great thing for us. Solar Storm I did on December 8th was titled Christianity is a Jew Coup. Very important topic. I'm going to hit this one as many times as I need to. Christianity has been a weapon against us up till today. Not going to get into depth, of course, here tonight. I've released some articles on the Tribune that have triggered some people greatly. The Blitz I did on December 10th was titled Hitler versus Christianity. So I got into how the Third Reich was effectively phasing out Christianity. And I talked about some of Hitler's personal views on the subject. The Solar Storm from December 15th was titled The Rainbow Rabbi's Religious Revolution. So I talked about how Rabbi Yeshua actually appears to have been a pederastic sodomite when you really look at the evidence. I mean, according to the Bible, I don't think he actually existed, you know, as a person. Maybe it was based on a true story or two. The Blitz I did on December 19th is about Christmas trees and their origins in Germany, and before as well, and decorations and gifts. The last solar storm was with Drew. This was December 22nd, and it was titled Accessing the Other Realm. Hopefully you have a good enough memory to know what that was about, but we're talking about dreams, sleep paralysis, out-of-body experiences, remote viewing, astral travel, all sorts of great topics. The Blitz I did just a few days ago was titled Rabbi Jesus Was Born to Jew. We need to realize the fruits of Christianity, and then we will know its true nature. Rabbi Jesus came to fulfill the law of the Torah, and that law says that we need to be licking the dust from the boots of the Jews. No, Kyle, you're just reading that wrong. We're the true Israelites. We're the Aryan Israelites. Those people are just Edomites. That's the Christian identity argument. It's retarded. We have so many problems within our own ranks to deal with, guys. Look at how much Christianity is being pushed right now. It's being done for a very specific reason. It's not organic. All these Christian nationalists promoting Jesus in a big way, Logos, and all the rest. Daily Stormer, so pro-Christian now. It's a deliberate subversion attempt, and it's working pretty well. Not all Christian nationalists are subversives. Not intentionally. They might be just inherently because they're pushing circumcised Rabbi Yeshua, who came to fulfill the law. But, man, we need to deal with this plague. And it's not just that we need to then say, oh, well, check out these folkish groups. Check out these heathen coalitions. No. Most of those are controlled opposition as well. It sucks. And you know what? We don't need to replace the worship of Yahweh with the worship of Odin. We don't. We don't need to have this kind of daddy figure and just looking to, let's say, the Eddas or, you know, the Havamal for all of our advice on how to deal with the world. We should look to nature. We should look inside ourselves. We obviously should be aware of all the pre-Christian religions. We also have to be aware that our knowledge of those pre-Christian religions is severely tainted by the people who came to control all the information, the Vatican, the Jews. And, you know, you have Gerald Gardner out there now with the neo-paganism. So much of it is corrupted. And the kind of late-stage Viking religion is like not very much like what the pre-Christian religion was like 1,000 years prior to that. We should try to find our way to the source. That's when it would be the most pure. Not somewhere off in the Delta. You know, we need to get to the source. Anyway, that's it for, you know, all the shows I did this year, minus the roundtables. Would need a few hours just to basically read through all that we've done. It's crazy how many hours we put out. I hope it's not just wasting time for you and myself. I hope, I mean, I want this to be going somewhere. I understand why people might get a little downtrodden, you know, realizing that things seem to keep getting worse in some regards. Doesn't mean we quit. Doesn't mean that we give up. We can't give up on our people. We've got to win this. And just because, let's say you're playing a game of sports ball. And your team's down 10, 20 points. You got 10 minutes left in the game. Are you just going to go over and say, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines. We quit. We forfeit. No. Rally together. Get your head in the game. Win this. We can't afford to lose. Not again. Losing in World War II is devastating enough. If we lose again in a big way, it's done. Relegated to the dustbin of history. All right, let's just talk about what the media kind of viewed as the big stories of this year. And you'll find there's not actually that big of an overlap between what they were talking about and what we were talking about on Renegade. You'll notice that not one show was about the Trump impeachment. Yeah, I mentioned it a little bit in the Zog and Pony show, but not in any depth. That's the number one for many people, the Trump impeachment. Some had to do with immigration, but pretty much how Trump was just an evil racist for failing to put up a border wall. The Trump-Russia probe was a big one that pretty much ended. And a bunch of BS. I'm not saying Russia didn't have some involvement in the elections. Yeah, through the Chabad Mafia, but they never talked about that. They never talked about Trump's Chabad connections. They never talked about, Putin's Chabad connections. They never talked about the Israeli meddling, not just in our elections, but in every aspect of our government and social life. Mass shootings, that's another one. El Paso was one in particular, where I guess 22 people were killed at that Walmart, and he was anti-immigration. He had anti-Hispanic writings. So there were a few other ones, of course. Yeah, the Dayton, Ohio one, the Gilroy Garlic gunmen and all the rest. That was just within a few days. Man, people need to get wise to that one real quick, if they're not already. Opioids, Purdue, which was run by the Jewish Sackler Company, they declared bankruptcy. And they're settling a huge amount of lawsuits. So many people have died from the poisons that they pushed. Now, I'm not saying opioids in general are poisons. No, you can't view it like that. But it's been a plague, especially the way that they've synthesized it. If it was just opium, people are smoking opium to relieve pain. No, they're coming out with drugs 10 times stronger than fentanyl. It's insane. Oh yeah, 1,000 times stronger than morphine. That's a good idea. Something like that, right? Climate change. Oh, that was a big story. Greta Thunberg and all the rest. It just wasn't as effective, using somebody like Al Gore anymore. You gotta have a youth rebellion. Extinction rebellion. Yeah, we should have an extinction rebellion. It should be white people having extinction rebellion and exposing how Jews are committing white genocide. Brexit was another big story. Still haven't really had an exit, huh? Even with based Boris Johnson in there. Speaking of controlled opposition heathens, Carolyn Emmerich, a big, big fan, not only of Trump, but Boris Johnson. The U.S.-China trade war, that was another big story this year. The Boeing jets being grounded. There's a crash over Ethiopia, remember? Yeah. Another one over Indonesia. Who knows? Who knows what's really going on with those stories? The Hong Kong riots, the uprising there, that's been a big one. Yeah, of course, the New Zealand shooting. the Democratic primaries, Notre Dame. Those are all big stories this year. Well, let's see if we got any other ones that are worthy of mention. Let's check Twitter for it. Top stories of 2019. Okay, they're going to probably try to tell me that my account is locked. Your account is suspended and it's not permitted to perform this action. Learn more. Hey, thanks. That's cool. Yeah, no, I'm not seeing any good information here. So, who cares? Who freaking cares what the media had to say about 2019, to be honest? Guys, if you want to call in, do so now. We got probably about 15 minutes left for you to call in. 747-999-6407. Let's now start talking about what is to come. 2020 is going to be a big, influential year. No, not just because we've got the elections coming up and we got to get our guy, the Zog Emperor, back into power because, do you know what would happen if one of those loony lefties like Bernie or Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren got into power? Who else is really in the running now? I mean, Bloomberg, you got that Jew. You've got Hillary, who's teased it here and there. She thinks she could win this time. I don't think the Democrats are going to win. I don't. Not yet. I think they want to push 4 more years of hardcore Zionism. I don't know if Trump has achieved everything that his paymaster, Sheldon Adelson, wants him to achieve right now. I think perhaps they need Trump in for a war with Iran. But I could be wrong. Maybe a Democrat will be selected, and what they'll do is swing so hard to the loony left, where the government will be they're already openly anti-white, but just they will be coming after white people in a massive way. They still will be under Trump, but I just feel like it'll be more explicit, more pronounced, and things will get very totalitarian in a real way. I know we're already headed there. We're already there. But I feel like when they swing from the right to the left, this one's going to be a hard, hard swing left. Like a full-blown communism is what I'm trying to say. Trump's a commie bastard. He is. But they're going to be more open with it. Paint the town red. Yeah, that's what's going to be taking place if they have their way. But we can't let them have their way, can we? I've been seeing a lot of news stories about just the crazy kvetching over it's okay to be white posters going up. Now, there was a recent one that went up. It's okay to be anti-Semitic. You know, right as all of these supposed anti-Semitic attacks are taking place at the end of the year, during Hanukkah. I have a feeling this one's a hate hoax. It's done the same style as it's okay to be white. I'll post a video of that tomorrow on the Tribune. But the rhetoric is what you need to be paying attention to. The police were interviewed about this. It's not technically illegal, but there's a fine line between this and, a hate crime. Hate crimes will be a big theme. They have been. Everything that I discussed thus far in the review of 2019 will play a big part in 2020. Everything's ramping up like a crescendo. And one thing that I think we really should be paying attention to is automation, robotics, and where we're headed in that regard. I think that's going to catch a lot of people with a blind side, where their job's now gone. They're no longer a delivery driver or whatever, because you've got Amazon's horde of delivery drones. It's going to be a very brave new world in no time flat in regards to just the amount of robots performing functions that were previously done by people. And the world will never be the same. I'm not saying we need to just completely resist this, but we need to be aware of how this can be used to absolutely destroy us. I'm not just talking about Terminators. I'm talking about even sex bots. This is another way to terminate us. Sex bots are praised by the Daily Storm because then you don't have to deal with this awful real women. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, so artificial wombs and sex bots. God. Pornography. That's another way. That's another big tool for terminating our line. So how do we resist all of this? All of these agendas I've been talking about. Especially when they've got Chessmaster 6 million on their side. Talking about gamification, game theory, and all that. They are working with a kind of Chessmaster 6 million. They are playing 5D chess, if you will. They're using things like Cambridge Analytica and other companies that are similar with their black box, you know, kind of like a black cube technology, where they're able to influence events in a really big way, influence perceptions. They're able to steer the conversation. They're able to use sock puppet accounts to get certain things trending and just change reality to ideal world, to create their Jewtopia using artificial intelligence, you know, swarm intelligence, and create their Borg-like hive mind. We're already stuck in it. We are. That's what Facebook and Google and YouTube are all about. And that's why they're purging people who aren't under the control. And that's why anybody who is acting as an influencer within those platforms at this point should automatically be suspect. Yeah, maybe there's some few decent people who kind of are carefully wording their arguments and are still up on YouTube with, you know, a couple hundred subscribers. But some of these accounts with hundreds of thousands and whatnot, the only reason they've got that many is that they're the last ones left standing who are talking about Jewish issues. If Sinead had been able to keep, let's say, her first Goyim Goddess account, do you know how many subscribers she'd have? How big her reach would be? When was my Twitter account suspended? Originally, it was maybe 2017. I think so, yeah. And I had, 10,000 followers on Twitter the first time. I had not that many, maybe 4,000 or so with my Renegade Bot account. So they need us off of those places where we can influence people, where we throw a big monkey wrench within in their system, and they have all the shills saying, you know, way more inflammatory things on those platforms because they're fulfilling their role. They might be acting as the white boogeyman. They might be doing some deep state Dickie maneuvers. JF Garapi, you know, there are so many people who are still up on YouTube that people think are legitimate somehow. I'm telling you, any big name on YouTube, on Twitter, that's talking about Jewish, Adam Green, right? Or Jake Morfonius. They are not our allies. So in the coming year, 2020, we need to have clear vision. We need to be able to see clearly who is not on our side. Identifying control opposition is essential. You should not need myself or Sinead to do so. We need to have clear vision now and cut through the BS. Now, there are some people that are questionable. Sometimes I think that they might be legitimate. You know, I don't necessarily think this guy is legitimate. Not sure. But I just saw that Kurt Nimmo posted, I think, maybe his last post over at Another Day in the Empire, or kurtnimmo.blog. This was Alex Jones, former chief editor for InfoWars back in the day. And he, you know, he's been talking about Jewish power and the rest. And that's probably one of the reasons, you know, he and Alex split ways was Alex is just a complete Israeli shill at this point. GOP shill, even though he sometimes calls out Trump. But Nimmo says he's done. He's closing down the blog because he only gets a few hundred readers per day. And he admits he gets syndicated. But he sees the crackdown that's coming. He sees that anybody that opposes this system is called a Nazi and knows what is, you know, done to Nazis. Now, he himself will talk about the evil Nazis once in a while. That's why, you know, I don't necessarily trust him. I think he might just be, you know, an old guy that has not shed that programming yet. I'm not sure. But he's not a big influencer. Maybe his job's just done. I don't know. And maybe what's going on with that post he put out is just part of a demoralization campaign. I can't tell. But I feel like we'll see a lot more people kind of fold up. I mean, we've seen so many over the years. People just disappear. They stop being active. And you never hear from them again. Many times it's just that they want to live, you know, a decent life and not be subjected to psychological terrorism, to financial terrorism, for sticking up for their race. I get it. Maybe they're doing some things behind the scenes. But guys, we don't have a whole lot of time. We don't have a whole lot of manpower at this point. We don't have a lot of effective leadership. So if you have skills, if you have money, that's not even like, it shouldn't be the primary. If you have a primary thing to think about, but if you have creativity, start using those things for our cause. Start thinking about how you can use whatever resources you have to affect change. Maybe it's just that you're able to build some relationships with people and start revealing the truth to them little by little or all at once. Depends on the person. But you've got to take more responsibility for our future, dear listener. And I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself. I need to do more as well. We all do. I'd be a very poor captain of this ship, the SS Renegade, to tell you all to do more while I just do nothing, sit back. No. I mean, already I put in a lot of hours. But you know what? It's not always about hours. It's about effectiveness. I've got to find ways to be more effective. I've got to find ways to present material in a better fashion, more persuasively. And we need to get it out there. We can't be just completely shut up and shut down. And if the internet does get pulled from us, well, then we got to find other ways as well. We got to come up with our own little printing presses, with our own little communication grids. We can't stop. We cannot let them win. As I said, I really do think that they are worried. I think that within their game theory breakdown that they've got going on, their different predictions, they see troubled times ahead. They know the score better than us. And I'll tell you what, they don't like it. You know, honestly, I think I know the score, but the scoreboard's hidden from us. We can't just point up to it and say, you know, Jews 100, Goyim 78. They've hidden it from us. We don't know the real score. But I feel like we've been scoring quite a few points. I do. We scored some big points over the years, and we're still only seeing some of the repercussions from those big wins that we had. You know, the Hellstorm or some of the documentaries we put out about child trafficking and whatnot. Some of the shows we've done. These all have ripple effects, butterfly effects through time. So when you realize the power of just one of your actions, when through time, through the butterfly effect, the ripple effect, you've got to understand, we're far more powerful than most people give us credit for. Our will can change the future for the better. We are doing it every single day. We need to grip the future, take a hold of it, and not let go. It's ours. They want us to think that it's all written in stone, whether it's the Georgia Guidestones, or whether it's the Bible, or whether it's the Protocols of Zion. It's not written in stone. It's not over till them. The skinny lady sings. I'm talking about Sinead. We were talking about opera recently and how we need a new, better version of opera. Especially one that's in English, because we don't understand German. It's not over till the fat lady sings. Seriously. It's not over, guys. We're still breathing. We're still talking. We still have the fighting spirit. And I think we have more allies than a lot of people realize. I'm not saying, the white hats within the government, but it does seem like there's a reason we're still here, not dead, not in FEMA camps, not in JULOGs. They don't have as much power as they would like. They've got a lot of power. We expose it all the time. But it's not complete. Their control is not complete. Can you still think independently? Yeah? Well, then they don't have as much control as they want. Sure, if they get their goals realized, they come to fruition, then you literally won't be able to think anti-Semitic thoughts. They'll have anti-Semitic shots for every little goyim child. But guys, we're not there. So many people now know about the Jews. When I first started doing this, talking about the Jews, I don't remember what year it was. I mean, I mentioned Zog in my Red Ice show that I did in 2009, because I had just recently watched about Ruby Ridge. So, I mean, I've been talking in some ways about this issue going back to 2009. But when I really started hammering the Jewish issue, maybe like 2010, 2011, not a lot of people out there really got it. Now, though, so many around the world. So many. And we just need to become more effective. We need to be working on our networks so that there's no going back. No matter how much they try to shut us up, the cat is out of the bag. And success will soon become inevitable. If we work intelligently, we work hard, and those of us that are truly work together. Thanks so much for listening in 2019. Thanks for the supporters. See you in 2020.
You're a slave to the capitalist system, which is ruled by the global elite. What happened to the individual? What happened to working class white? The fear this had with.
Here's Rabbi Steve Guttel, who was president and CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs.
There are two issues at the top of our agenda at the very moment. One is the unbelievably important immigration debate in this country, to make sure that immigrants from around the world, particularly those from south of our border, have a chance here.
And here's an interview with Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Essentially, what you're saying is that in this boat, you're together with both Muslims
yes.
And people of other communities.
And we see ourselves together, fighting together with our Muslim brothers.
Thanks, Jews.